Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome once again to the John Whitmer Show. I'm your host, John Whitmer. Thank you for joining us on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. First things first, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my wife, Marlena, and all the wives and mothers out there. Thank you for joining us this evening. I lost my mother a couple years ago, but we hope all moms out there had a blessed day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and wives out there. Make sure that you did something today. And if nothing else, go give your wife a hug, your mom a hug, and thank them, because where would we be without our moms? We also want to welcome another new sponsor to the John Whitmer Show this evening. We are happy to have VR Business Brokers. If you've ever thought about buying or selling a business, check out our friends at VR Business Brokers. Happy to have them as a new sponsor to the show. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for you this evening, including former Governor Jeff Collier, who will be with us here just in a few minutes, Israeli Mayor David Rubin, Mark Meckler, President of Citizens for Self-Governance, and State Senator Gene Sollentrop and State Representative John Barker will be with us. And of course, we want you to be with us. We want to hear from you. So if you'd like to join us, the studio lines are 316-869-1330. And I'm going to tell you now, we have brand new phone lines. We have a new phone system at all the Intercom studios. So, and we're the guinea pig. We're the test subjects. So we are the first show to test out the new phone system. So if we have some phone problems tonight, now at least I've put the disclaimer out there ahead of time, so you'll know why. So the black-robed dictators in the Kansas Supreme Court were back to work again this week, hearing the latest arguments in the current version of Kansas's own never-ending story, otherwise known as the ongoing school funding lawsuits. And to put this in perspective, legislators just increased school funding again, gosh knows why, by another $90 million a year, bringing the total spending, this is being phased in through the 2023 school year, to a little over $1 billion. So they just added another $1 billion in new state aid. But the lawyers, suing you with your own money, say it's still not enough money. So with that, it is time for our latest school funding lawsuit update.
All the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal.
That's right, folks.
It'll never be enough.
In oral arguments before the Kansas Supreme Court this week, they asked for another $270 million a year. Now, to give you context, these lawsuits have been going on for over 50 years. The current case, Gannon versus State of Kansas, was filed, ironically, on Election Day in November of 2010. This week's hearing was the seventh time it's been heard before the state Supreme Court, prompting Justice Eric Rosen to ask the school's lawyers, quote, "Is there ever crossing the finish line here in these types of cases? Is this just infinite?" unquote. Alan Rupp, the attorney for the school suing the state, you know, the millionaire who's made his living off of suing us with our own money, said he thinks they may be getting close to the end if the court agrees with the schools and orders just another $270 million a year. Wow, isn't that amazing? You're close. We just need another $270 million this time. I mean, folks, this is never going to end. Why would it? He's got a cash cow, and it's called the Kansas taxpayer. So Kansas Legislative Research produced a report last year showing the combined effect of legislation passed in 2017 and 2018 was $949 million in state aid and $57.5 million for increased local option budget authority. Yet, here we go again. They are demanding more of your money and using the courts rather than your duly elected representatives to get it. Friends, we all know the definition of insanity. It's time we pass a constitutional amendment and change both the judicial selection process and the court's ability to rule on funding. Or we're just going to have to get off this train, because otherwise it will never end. Trust me, it will never end. Speaking of insanity, Governor Kelly emerged from her hobbit hole this week to hold a press conference wherein she proceeded to blame Republicans for her failure to deliver on her signature campaign promise. You got to love that. I failed to deliver and it's their fault. Talk about insanity. She doesn't deliver on Medicaid expansion, and so she blames the legislature for refusing to work with her. But let's be honest with you folks. Laura Kelly's a liar. She did not attempt to compromise. She did nothing to work with the legislature. Her idea of compromise was to demand that GOP leaders pass her Medicaid expansion plan as written without any changes or else. And then when they refused to, she got ticked off, took her ball, and went home. That's not compromise or leadership. That's dictatorship. And it was just funny to see her throw her little temper tantrum to this week in front of the press complaining that it was the Republicans' fault. One of these days, we're going to actually get a leader back. Speaking of leaders, when we get back, we'll be joined by our former governor, Dr. Jeff Collier. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.